And now we turn to testimony to the House of Representatives in the state of Louisiana this past Wednesday. This past Wednesday in the House of Representatives, the Natural Resource Committee met to discuss legislation around a number of items. The Green Army showed up for to vote against and for different propositions. One that the Green Army was proposing was a law to mandate fence line air monitoring around industrial facilities that pollute the air, so that residents that live close by in fence line communities are notified. Testifying for about her experiences living in St. Rose, a fence line community to the Shell IMTT oil transport facility upriver from New Orleans, is Martha Huckabee from St. Rose Community One Voice.
A picture that they just showed you. I actually live in the beginning, though. I live in the front, so you can't actually see my house. But you can see the tankers from my backyard. On June 7th, 2014, my husband and children were out in the yard playing. It used to be an old acorn grove that they developed, and we bought the land in 04. My husband is a film producer. He's actually filming out here in Baton Rouge a movie called Underground. So they're putting a lot of money into Louisiana. But we bought that land and we built that house. In 05, we moved in. And I will tell you, I had no idea of industry when we bought it. It wasn't something that I, even researched about the industry. So I bought it unbeknownst to me. But I did know IMTT was a little ways down, and that it was just a storage facility, to hold the oil. It wasn't a production facility at the time, and this was in 04. Well, since then, and I recall in 2012, I had tragically lost a child in a roofing accident. And I remember being outside looking up and thinking, mourning the loss of my son. I had a two-year-old at the time also. And I remember the time, because it was so tragic for me, that there was an awful smell outside that I had not smelled previously in the years before. So I've been there since 04. And so that's why I can date it back to 2012, because of that. Well, in June 7th, 2014, we were all outside. My children's Nana was with us, and they were playing outside. The smell was so horrific that everyone had to go inside. For 8 weeks after that, my child was vomiting and had diarrhea. 8 weeks it went on. He was very lethargic. Both the children were lethargic and gray, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. He stopped breathing on 3 occasions where I had to resuscitate him. Knowing that I just lost a child, it's very, very hard for a mother to go through that. He slept right next to me, and I stayed awake most of the night watching him. I brought him to Children's in New Orleans, and they couldn't really, they said something about his intestines were hardening, and they had something with it. But they couldn't figure out what was the problem. Well, within that time, I received a knock on the door from Bucket Brigade, letting me know that the community was coming together to deal with an air pollution situation. And that's when I started putting all of this together. I knew that the neighborhood had a foul smell in it for years. It wasn't just June 7th. I say that's the day that Shell got caught. June 7th is the day they got caught, because they had been doing this for years prior. And we had been smelling it. My children, my husband and I have been smelling it, and the whole community had been smelling it for several years now. So we formed together a little nonprofit organization called St. Rose Community One Voice. And the community has come together. This is not just my family. Came to find out that it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of family. We have 6,000 residents in St. Rose. And, Shell met with us several times in the beginning, and that was nice. But, we've gone before the council, the parish council several times. Nothing is being done. The Archdiocese actually got involved with us and with Bucket Brigade. I flew to Washington, D.C., and I personally met with the head of EPA, Gina McCarthy, and I handed her 397 testimonies of our residents being sick. And just last week, we rallied on the river, and Vijay St. Pierre put a quote on TV that it's a nuisance and that it doesn't cause harm. That is like looking me in the face and telling me that I am lying when I know directly what I'm going through with my own family. He's lying. It is absolutely affecting us 100%. We've had tests ran from EPA and EOC. Yeah. And they say that there are H2S in the air, but it's within standards. But the day that it was released on June 7th for over 24 hours, it was 36 hours, it was a couple of days, they don't have those results. Those are not a lot. We don't have air monitoring results on that day that we were all exposed to at high levels of H2S. I know for certainty that there's something going on. I smell it all the time. Now, they said they spent a few million dollars to replace a particular part that was not work, that was broken. Well, you know, I'm not smelling that smell anymore, but I am smelling something else. It's like a crude oil that wasn't there before. And again, Shell Oil just moved in. IMTT, they just started leasing that land. So, you know, I've gone to planning and zoning several times. I went over there and I requested 10 documents from planning and zoning as my right, as a citizen to public records. It's been 2 months, and they finally emailed me 2 weeks ago with, I was supposed to pay 25 cents a document, but they went ahead and gave it to me because they had taken 2 months. And the 67 pages that they gave me were nothing what I requested. Nothing. You know, I really feel strongly that industry does not have the right to pollute the air, or at least it should be governed by some type of air monitor to protect, the children. You know, we have babies in the community that are growing up here. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I'm here fighting for, standing up for the tax credits for the film industry for my husband, because I don't want to move to Atlanta. And now I find myself back here 2 weeks later fighting, against industry because we're being polluted in St. Rose. I love where I live, and I want to remain there. You know, this is not a poor or a black or white issue. Or, you know, this is a humanitarian thing. We owe this to our, you know, we are people, human beings, and we have the right to breathe clean air, and so do our children. And I believe that there has to be some air monitoring. You know, not these trucks, they come and go, and they never show up when you call them. I have reports that I called probably 20, 30 times. I'm not exaggerating. I have it all documented. And never once did they show up when I called. They showed up hours later, and it was in passing, so you couldn't catch the smell, or they showed up days later. So we can't catch them. That's why we're asking for the 24/7 air monitoring. You know, they're also infringing on the buffer zones now. So we have communities that are on the buffer zones. We should have 24/7 air monitoring right there on 4th Street where the people are living to see. And it's not to stop them from producing. It's to work with both sides for their own good and for our good. I firmly, firmly believe that, you know, I know industry makes a lot of money, and Louisiana makes a lot of money off of industry. One of the representatives in the Ways and Means Committee last 2 weeks ago said, you know, industry supports themselves, why can't the film industry? But film industry is not killing people. They're providing 33,000 jobs. The industry, we actually have proof that there's cancer running rampant within St. Rose community. So I plead with you gentlemen to look at this and to have a change of heart in regards to the children and to the, you know, who was it? Representative James or one of these gentlemen said, you know, we have to look at the future for the kids. We're not going to be here, Gwen, Representative Gwen. We're not going to be here, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and the kids will be here. And what is their quality of life going to be like? We want air monitoring, you know, right there on 4th Street where we can see what they're producing and at least be able to address it. Well, you know, the writing is on the wall. This is going to be done. If it's not today, it will be done.
And that's all the time we have for Martha Huckabee from St. Rose Community One Voice, speaking to the importance of monitoring air in fence line communities in Louisiana. Martha and the Green Army spoke Wednesday to the House of Representatives Natural Resources Committee in favor of a bill that would require fence line monitoring for many facilities across the state of Louisiana. That it is a fiscal session, so I have to report that the bill received a fiscal note that made moved the bill out of the Natural Resources Committee, where in fact it passed last year during the last legislative session, and into the Appropriations Committee, where because of Louisiana's current budget woes, prospects are dim for the passage of this bill this year. But you can learn more by going to looking up St. Rose Community One Voice and Louisiana Bucket Brigade, or looking up Green Army to find out more about what's happening in the Louisiana legislature on environmental issues. It is not